Hello, everyone. This is my very first ramble fap, if you will. I'm very new at this, so if I do it wrong, I'm sorry. but it's definitely going to be a ramble, but hopefully I'll get to the good stuff by the end of it. I've been thinking a lot about fate and how fate affects us. Someone who's used to having to deal with this sort of thing because, A, I can't seem to not date someone who's older than me, and B, I also can't seem to fall for someone that I can't have. Or I always seem to fall for someone I can't have, I guess. So I deal with a lot of pining. Like, a lot. And recently I've been talking to somebody on Reddit, and we had a great connection, but they're taken, and they're also quite a bit older than I am. But I felt really connected to them, regardless of those facts. And I felt like we had known each other a long time, though we really hadn't. And recently we decided to slow it down, and I won't lie, it made me sad. But it made me think about how different things would be for me if I was born earlier or later than I was, or I met this person at a different time in my life, how different my life would be. And, you know, sometimes stars don't align the way we want it to, and it's kind of heartbreaking. But I've been rereading Written on the Body by Jeanette Winterson, which is a great book, and I can't recommend it enough. And it has this ungendered narrator who has an affair with a woman who gets lymphoma and presumably dies, though we never really know. That's a different literary conversation for another time, but it talks a lot about fate and stars and being in the right place at the right time, or more like being in the wrong place and in love with the wrong person at the very wrong time. And there is this section where the narrator talks about not wanting to replace someone. And when I first read it, I thought it was more about like grief and death. But I think there's also this loss of opportunity or the loss of a person just because the situation isn't right. And since I've reread it, I can kind of see it both ways. So, the passage goes, "You'll get over it. It's the cliches that cause the trouble. To lose someone you love is to alter your life forever. You don't get over it because it is the person you loved. The pain stops. There are new people. But the gap never closes. How could it? The particularness of someone who mattered enough to grieve over is not made anodyne by death. This hole in my heart is in the shape of you, and no one else can fit it. Why would I want them to?" I've thought a lot about death recently. The finality of it. The argument ending in midair. One of us hadn't finished. Why did the other one go? And why without warning? Even death after a long illness is without warning. The moment you had prepared for so carefully took you by storm. The troops broke through the window and snatched the body, and the body is gone. The day before the Wednesday last, this time a year ago, you were here and now you're not. Why not? Death reduces us to the baffled logic of a small child. If yesterday, why not today? And where are you? So, yeah. I guess this is where the fap part of the ramble fap comes in. Really, I don't know, like the idea of rendezvousing with someone that you shouldn't. It's exciting, it's dangerous, I guess, in a way, but most of all, I just know. I just like feeling connected to people and having great sex happens when you're really connected to people. So, I had a really long day at work, and I'm just starting off by touching myself. Little circles around my clit. I'm pretty naturally wet, as they say. So it doesn't take a whole lot to get me going, but I want you to think about meeting me. Meeting me in a neutral place, a place where we don't have any memories or any connections. Maybe it's a house in the woods, a beach, a hotel room even would work. But I want the space to be neutral. So, no memories, nothing holding us there. You come in and you see me. And we just kind of look at each other for a second. And we decide to just say fuck it and feel good. And so I would come up to you and I would kiss you and make out with you. My soft lips gently kissing yours. That hunger building up from the bottom of my stomach all the way to my chest. Feeling it tingle between my legs. And I'm sure it would start off tame to begin with, but it would get probably pretty heated quick. You would touch my body, feel around, touch my breasts even, squeeze, and pull and tug, and learn. Just learn each other's bodies and how they respond. And it would feel really good for both of us, but I don't think it would just be kissing. That's the problem. Is I will always want more. I can't help myself. So I would get on my knees in front of you and buckle your belt under your pants and gently take out your cock. And I would start to suck it because that's something I enjoy doing to my partners. I'd put my mouth over the head, gently kiss it. Kiss it up and down. And then I would take it into my mouth. As far as I could take it. Because that's the kind of girl I am. And I would just gently bob up and down. Up and down. That nice big cock. Probably even choke on it a little bit, trying to get it as far as it could go. Because hearing your moans, the was delicious, sweet, guttural, low, low moans that you do when you feel good and you just let your body go. That is what I'm after. And when I got finished sucking you off, I'd want you to put me on the bed, take off my skirt, my panties, and just let you ravage me, licking my clit, putting your fingers inside, just making me feel as good as you possibly could. Fuck. And I would help. I would guide you. I would show you where to go. I'd gently put my hands in your hair and guide you to the places that make me moan and make me scream and beg for certain things that no good girl should ever beg for. But after that, after you play with my clit with your tongue, suck on it, kiss it, making me writhe in delicious pleasure, I would want you to spread me open and put yourself, your big cock, inside me. And it would feel so, so good. It would stretch me out. And you would start off slow. In and out. Stretching me, getting me used to it. Once I got adjusted, you'd have no mercy. You'd pound into me, pushing all the way in and all the way out. I heard rub my clit at the same time, drinking in every delicious stroke. And you would watch as I built myself closer and closer to orgasm. And I might beg you to stop, but I know you won't. You'll keep going till I can't stand it. Feeling the wetness grow between my legs. Feeling your cock slam inside of me over and over and over again. My tits bouncing up and down. Sure, you would kiss me, kiss my neck, suck on it, play with my tits as they bounce up and down from the sheer force of you fucking me. I'm playing with a vibrator at the moment because I don't want to take 900 years to come. Because sometimes it's like that. But. I'm really wet and really turned on by this idea of being fucked. And I would like it so very much, but I would want to change positions too. So you would pull out of me. And I would turn around and get on my knees and let you fuck me from behind. And I'd let you be as rough as you wanted to. You could fuck me nice and hard, feeling your balls slap against me as you do it. I'll rub my clit, same as before. Just a whole new delicious way to feel your cock inside me. Oh. Maybe you put your hand around my throat. Not choking me, but close enough. Close enough. Just showing me who's in control here? And that person's you. You are the one who controls this show. And I love it. I love every second of it. And I'd be close. So fucking close. And I know you would be too. But one of the things I absolutely love about being connected with someone and trusting them and knowing that they're going to make me feel very good, that I let them come in me. And I love feeling that kind of marking. Being someone's, being marked as someone's. It's very, very, very animalistic, I know. And I'm a modern woman, but I love it so. And so you'd keep fucking me from behind, my ass up in the air, your cock deep inside, making my legs shake with every pump, knowing that you're almost there, and that you're gonna make me yours. Do you want to make me yours? Because I want to be yours. Oh, fuck. I'm almost there. Are you gonna make me come, Daddy? I sure want you to. Oh, fuck. Please make me come. Please, Daddy, I wanna come. Oh. Oh. You're allowed inside of me. Every delicious hot drop of cum. I wanna feel it inside me. Oh. Oh, fuck, yeah. And after it was all said and done, I was filled to the brim with your cum. I'd lay there, put my head on your chest, and just savor the moment. Because that's the kind of moment this should be.